Okay, I want to call the meeting to order. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI22-006 regarding Robert Jeglom. The time is now, I'm not entirely sure, I'll have to... 9:04, it's not on my screen. January 27th, 2022. My name is Greg Graham, I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees introduce themselves, their title and purpose. After me, I'll go to my left for counsel, and then around everyone who's here in the board meeting itself, after which I'll go virtual. So we'll start with Mr. Donald.
Certainly, Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General and acting as board counsel for the Board of Technical Registration.
Orlean Loera, board staff.
Phil Carden, board staff.
Clark Booth, EAC.
Chantel Cornet, EAC.
Kurt Winter, Deputy Director.
Okay, let's go virtual first to Mr. Grassi.
Yeah, my name's Dominic Grassi. I'm a part of the EAC committee as well as a licensed home inspector and a instructor for an inspection, home inspection school in here, local in Arizona.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Wasden. Are you there, Stephen Wasden?
He might be muted.
Yeah, in case, we're not hearing you.
Yeah, he's muted.
Oh, do we have him now? Do we have you, Mr. Wasden? We have no audio from you. And we still don't have you.
At the bottom of your screen, there should be a mic. Should be, it should be...
I don't think he's muted through Google itself. There might be some other audio issue, because he's not muted as far as I can tell in the actual meeting.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, we definitely have an audio issue, Mr. Wasden, because we're not showing you muted, but we definitely cannot hear you.
Can you remain on video and call into the meeting?
Sure, yeah, we could go by telephone with him for audio purposes.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he has, yeah, if you're dialing, the number will add you to the meeting as soon as you show up. And then we'll have your audio. In the meantime, let's move on to Mr. Kanashige.
Hi, I'm Ron Kanashige. I'm the person who made the claim.
Okay, and Mr. Jeglom?
Robert Jeglom, home inspector, license 42690.
Okay, all right. Thanks very much, everyone, for joining. We're going to iron out the audio issues with Mr. Wasden, after which we'll continue.
There you go.
Do we have you now? Are you there, Mr. Wasden?
Yes, I'm here now.
Okay, good. Yeah, and your audio's good. Terrific. Thanks very much for getting that. Now, I need to go through just a few reminders. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important, so that when I go back to the audio recording, I will know who said what. It's always sometimes hard to remember to do that, but again, later on, it may be difficult for me to figure out who's saying what. So if you give your name first before you speak, that's helpful. To avoid disruption, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that EAC committee members can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on August 28, 2021 related to a home inspection at 19275 West Hopi Drive in Casa Grande, Arizona on or about June 5, 2020. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the Board through an EAC report prepared by staff. And that would be me. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and the issues involved in the case based on the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask committee members if they have done so, if they are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or a ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Let's start with Mr. Booth.
This is Clark Booth. No conflicts.
Okay, and you're prepared?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Let's go to Ms. Cornett.
Yes, I've reviewed the documents. I'm prepared. No conflicts.
Okay. Mr. Grassi?
Dominic Grassi, yes. No conflicts of interest, and I am prepared.
Okay. Mr. Wasden?
Steve Wasden, I'm prepared. There's no conflict of interest.
Okay. Fantastic. Thanks, everyone. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, respondent, and then witnesses. Any party here not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. There isn't anybody in that category, so I'll just continue with that. Now, any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. In cases where the alleger... Oh, never mind. I'm reading from a script, and some of this doesn't apply. At this time, I will call for a motion from committee members to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. If I can have a motion, please. Anyone can make the motion to enter executive session. Any of the four of you.
I move that we enter executive session.
Yeah. Okay. Dominic Grassi, I move that we enter.
All right. Well, Mr. Grassi, so we'll have you as a second if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let's just, I'll just go with a vote. Mr. Booth, what's your vote, yes or no, to enter executive session?
I vote yes.
Mrs. Cornett?
Yes.
Mr. Wasden?
Yes.
Mr. Grassi?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes unanimously. Give me a second, I have to, let's get the time first. It's 9:12. A.M. now. I have to do a little bit with the digital recorder to separate public